Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Today, Steve Reining with us, the organizer for the Cops and Kids program, now in its 26th year. Is that right, Steve?
That's correct.
Man, I remember one of the first ones way back when.
Yeah.
Interesting story how it came about, too. You were at a Colts game, and they were doing something like that, right?
That's kind of what gave me the idea, yeah. That's been a long time ago.
And ever since then, it has just grown and grown. And unfortunately, the need is there as more and more kids come to the Cops and Kids program.
We're going to have a record number of children this year. Head Start has added another class. I don't have the exact number yet, but we're going to have close to 200 kids.
Wow. And, of course, what you do, for those not familiar, kind of walk us through the day. This is going to be Thursday, December 15th.
We have three different caravans that will assemble at Walmart about 10:15, one from Ligoti, one from Four Rivers, and the other from our local Head Start. Get the kids in, get them off the buses, get them in shopping with their police officer or firefighter or EMT or correction officer, whoever we've got to come and help that day. After that, we feed them at the Moose, Happy Meals. That's donated by McDonald's, and then get them back to school, hopefully by 1 o'clock or a little after, so they can get home with their presents.
Well, it's twofold, really, because the kids get to have a very Merry Christmas, and you see them do shopping not just for themselves but for the whole family, but it also builds the relationships between the kids and law enforcement,
too. It really does. Law enforcement's gets a bad name now because of everything that's happened and around the area in the United States, and it shows the kids that we're not the bad guys. They can trust police officers and firefighters, they can grow up with a better relationship with law enforcement. They know if they need help, they see a police car or a fire truck, they can go to them for help, or the fire department, or the police station, or the ambulance service, any place that would be safe for them.
And, again, you hope to spend, you take the donations, whatever you get, that's how much you can spend on the kids.
Right. Last year we spent right around $125 per child. Get what they need first, clothing, and we've bought sheets and blankets and coats and anything that the little guy or girl wants or needs. And then what's left over, we bought a lot of bicycles and dolls and wagons, and we have to take trailers with us now to haul all the presents back.
And the law enforcement really get a lot out of this, too.
Oh, they really do. A lot of guys look forward to it. They really do. It's all on off-duty time. They donate their time. The community and places donate the money, and it's great for the kids and for the people that shop.
And the spouses, too. They always
help
out, too.
We have wives and we need the ladies to show up to help with the little girls, you know, to try on dresses and things like that, and help to feed them when we get to the Moose Lodge, and they help out. We couldn't do it without the women.
Now, donations are being accepted right now, and that's where the folks can really help. If you're listening this morning, you can donate to Cops and Kids. Hats off to the Sheriff's Department. They had first place entry in the Christmas Parade float competition. And they donated all of that money back to Cops and Kids, which is a great thing.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we get money coming in from different organizations, and even school children in some of the grade schools donate their nickels and dimes to this, and we'll take anything, small to the big ones.
And what's the best way to donate?
They can donate at the police department here in Washington, to the sheriff's department, Ligoti PD, Martin County Sheriff's Department, Odin. The guys up at Odin get donations or send them to me.
It's, again, any of the departments will be glad to take your donations, and it is a non-profit organization.
It is, yes. Yes, it is.
So, Cops and Kids, the date this year is set for Thursday, December 15th. A record number of kids this year. They're expecting around 200, so your help is needed. Those donations are needed. You can drop off your donations at any of the area police stations. And we certainly look forward to an exciting and busy program again this year, Steve.
I hope so.
Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.